morning, White Way Radio listeners. This is your announcer, Lynn Nakata. Aloha and welcome to the White Way, a public service radio program of Mo'ili'ili Honganji, a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple. We are located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend David Fujimoto and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. Our website is moili'ilihonganji.org, where you will find a map of our location and information about our temple. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mr. Arnold Matsuura in memory of Mrs. Thelma Ando. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Shinkai Murakami, resident minister of Wailuku Honganji Mission on Maui. Good morning, Reverend Murakami.
Good morning, Mo'ili'ili Honganji, White Way listeners. How are you today? Wailuku Honganji Mission, where I work on Maui, has a monthly theme. The theme for November is Dana. This Dana practice is quite common for all of us, and we can share or offer our sincere hearts and aloha spirits to our ohana with a true mind of joy and happiness. Family is a very wonderful and peaceful place for many of us. Family supports and rejoices in the joy and happiness with each other. So this morning, I would like to talk about family. According to the Webster Dictionary, family means a group of persons consisting of parents and their children and grandchildren. This is true. We guided our children and grandchildren with our thoughtful minds through our experiences. Why? We don't want our children and grandchildren to make similar mistakes that we had before, and we don't want them to cry or suffer through those mistakes. By sharing our thoughts and ideas, we can guide them and see the happiness and success of their lives. I've been teaching the Japanese language for more than 38 years at the Honganji Japanese schools in Hawaii. It is a very hectic job, but I enjoy teaching young stars. Why? I can learn many wonderful things from them. Some of them are very honest and study hard, but some of them are not. Amazingly, like a school teachers, I remembered most of the students I taught in my classes, and some of them are still sending me greeting cards at the end of the year. I want to share one of my good experiences. As you may know, Japanese schools run after the regular school program, and many parents feel that Japanese schools are babysitting services. Pearl City Honganji Gakuen had a Japanese school until May of 2004. In 2002, I had a very particular student. After 1 month of the class, he came to the Japanese school with earphones and listened to some kind of music during the class. I told him that we all must participate in the class to study. But he said, "Sensei, I am learning now." Then he shared with us that he was listening to an Okinawa dialect folk song. His ancestor came from Okinawa, and he wanted to learn the Okinawa dialect and old Okinawan music. So I told him, "Yes, you can study and listen to the Okinawa music, but during the class, let's focus on learning Japanese." At the Japanese school, I created different kinds of programs. We made a span musubi, somen nagashi, calligraphy, and origami crafts. He enjoyed our culture day and always took the leadership. In his second year of Japanese school, he became more interested in learning the Japanese language and the songs. He asked me to make copies of many of Japanese folk songs. I mentioned that 2004 was my last year teaching at the Pearl City Honganji Gakuen. At the graduation exercises, all students shared their wonderful speeches. When I listened to their speeches, joy and happiness arose from my heart, and the tears came out of my eyes. The boy sang several Japanese songs with his heartfelt message. 12 years later, in 2016, I met him at the Maui Japanese Cultural Society's New Year's gathering. He was our guest entertainer for the event. He became a Keizu Hawaii Karaoke champion and visited Japan to participate in the karaoke competition with many worldwide representatives. At the Japanese Cultural Society of Maui's New Year's party, he told the audiences, "I have my great mentor and a teacher join this evening. I won't have become a singer if I hadn't met him. So the following songs will be presented to you and my special honor, Sensei Murakami." I was so moved when I heard what he said, and the tears flowed out of my eyes. He shared with all of us so beautiful dana to not only our group, but also to share his kindness to people in Hawaii. The opportunity to meet him at the Japanese school gave me a great and a precious memory for the rest of my life. For all of us too, the homage is set hard, it is reborn into human life. Now we are living in it. Difficult it is to hear the teachings of the Blessed One. Now we hear them. It is true. It is hard to meet many things, but we have already met with many wonderful things. I personally believe that these are truly the precious gifts of our Holy Buddha for us to enjoy our lives, see the truth, and overcome many difficult situations. So meeting with many things in our lives truly taught us about Buddha's true guidance, to know the truth and to share our sincere hearts and kindness. We receive this excellent guidance and a sincere heart, magokoro in Japanese, through our temple services and activities. Temple members are all our family, especially old-timers who are truly our zenjishiki, the teachers who lead one to the Buddhist way. They teach us the way for us to live. They are planting the seeds of the wisdom in our hearts and minds. With a great compassionate heart, we can support others and rejoice in the happiness of our Sangha. Let us reflect upon our daily lives through the Buddha's excellent guidance, which is Nembutsu Namo Amida Butsu. Buddha say, "Your happiness is my happiness, and your sadness is my sadness too." These wonderful and sincere words remind us that we all are rededicating ourselves through the excellent guidance of the Nembutsu and can offer our sincere dana, true joy and happiness, into our wonderful Ohana and the Sangha. Dana is a great and a sincere practice for all Buddhists. We can share our heartfelt kindness with our community, and this dana practice makes our lives more meaningful. So may we all continue to practice dana with a smile and rejoice in the happiness of others. May peace prevail in our society through the excellent guidance of the Nembutsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu is always guiding us the path of the truth through the Buddha's calling voice. Thank you very much for listening this morning. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Murakami, for your Dharma message this morning. Tomorrow, Sunday, November 3rd, our service begins at 9 a.m. The Dharma message will be given by Mrs. Claire Tamamoto, Vice President of the State Federation of Buddhist Women's Association. The service will be followed with fellowship in the social hall. In closing, thank you for listening to our White Way broadcast this morning. We invite you to join us next week, Saturday, November 9th at 7:45 a.m., when our speaker will be Mrs. Debbie Kubota, Chairperson of the Commission on Buddhist Education of the Hompa Honganji Mission of Hawaii. Namo Amida Butsu.